Blog Talk Radio.
Stop making all that damn noise.
Shalom.
Who? Stop making all that damn noise, man.
Who's making noise? That must be you, brother.
You. What's up, you doing?
I ain't making nothing. How, who?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's you. Making noise. Stop it.
That ain't me, brother.
Yeah.
That's on your side.
I doubt it. What up? What's going on, everybody?
What's good?
Big Red and Brother B. The menu in the house once again. Hope everybody has been having a good week so far, even though it just started the start of a nice week, hopefully.
Start.
You know, yeah, the start. The start. What up, Red? How you doing?
The start. I'm good. Just a little perturbed at this justice system. I have to vent about that.
Uh-oh. Okay, so you want to let it rip?
Yeah, I want to vent a little bit about this justice system that we have here. That's, you know, when you're the victim and they treat you like you're the criminal. And that I don't get.
Well, like, my question is, what's the example?
Well, I'm getting ready to get to that. Like, you know, my son, you're... cousin got into, you know, he was the victim of a crime a couple of years back, 6 years back. So he did what he had to do at that time. They already did like a grand jury and all that other stuff. So now I guess the DA that was on the case at that time, I don't know if he left or whatever happened that he's not on that case anymore. So now here it is 6 years later, it's a new DA on the case, and he's adamant because I guess because the person is pleading not guilty. So now he's very adamant about trying to get this person, I guess, keep him locked up. I guess the person's already locked up, so to keep him locked up, the person that actually robbed him. So that's fine, but when you, okay, like, all right, you know he doesn't live here anymore, so they came to the home and was looking for him, and then they're saying, okay, well, of course, they gave him a summons to come to court. Okay. But if he's not able to get the summons and he's not properly served, or he wasn't actually served, but then it's a thing of, okay, if he's not being served or he wasn't served the actual papers, is that still putting him at risk of a fine or imprisonment or whatever? You understand what I'm saying?
More
so
likely.
It's like,
well,
if
likely,
he's the
yeah.
victim,
wait.
Like,
but hold on.
Go ahead.
What up, Lady T? What up, Lady T? What's poppin'?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
What's up, Lady T? What's good?
Okay.
Nothing much. Got the popcorn ready.
Yeah.
Got your popcorn ready?
Caller 8696. What's up?
Yeah. Please.
All right. Well, hold
peace,
on. Now,
peace,
before
peace.
We get started. Yeah, Red. The thing is this. Once it's a summons, and you're his mother. So they figure that you're going to get it to him. Of course, if you don't get him the summons, then and he gets in some type of, you know, there's some type of issue with it, of course it's going to fall on you. Because apparently the justice system, the system that they call justice, because it's damn strange for us.
Absolutely.
They're determined to get who they want when they want. So they'll do whatever it takes to get the person or that they need to get or keep this person in jail. So the best thing to do is for, you know, the youngin' to play ball and go in there.
Okay,
and do
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but what if I don't? Okay, my thing is, okay, if he doesn't live here anymore, okay, what if we're
estranged?
What if I don't speak to him? What if we're estranged? What if you got kicked them out and
their,
me and him don't speak?
That's not their problem. That's not their problem.
They will come get him wherever
yeah,
he asks.
From where?
It don't
yeah,
matter. They'll
no
find him.
Yeah, it don't matter.
They'll find
yeah.
him. They'll find
it's him. A summons. You can't mess around with a summons.
Yeah, but then once again, like I'm saying, you're treating the victim like they're the criminal. He's the victim here. He's the one that got robbed.
Well, he becomes a criminal when the summons is was ignored. Then it becomes
exactly.
a bench warrant. And it becomes a bench warrant.
Yep.
And once it becomes a bench warrant, he's as good as a criminal until he comes in to vacate that.
And see, that's my thing. That's my
whole
thing.
You got two for one.
Mm-hmm. All right, but that's my whole thing about what is this? How is this justice? Or how are you on the side of the victim? How are you on their side if you're going to treat them like a criminal?
It doesn't matter. It's about money. What brown folks?
Oh, yeah.
What brown folks is about money. They got to pay judges.
Absolutely.
They got to pay people who work in municipalities. You go into a small town. I don't mean to take over the conversation, but I've been through this. You go through a small town like Bronzeville. Bronzeville, they don't have a lot of summers. They don't have a lot of people that come through their town. But Bronzeville is also a place where people got multi-million-dollar homes. So the justice system operates different because of money. Now,
mm-hmm.
you come down into a city like the Bronx.
Hello? Hello? What the hell just happened? Hello? Oh, this ain't good. Okay, apparently, there's some technical difficulties going on. That's the conversation is a little too real. So, to all the callers, if you can hear me, call back in. Let's try this again.
You understand that?
Okay, I don't know what that was all about, but hello, we got everybody back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you're here. Everything you said after the Bronx, it went dead. I don't know what's going on. Red is not on, and Lady T is not on. It's me and you actually right now. I guess you was about to get too heavy. What you had to say, and they had to, you know, shut it down for a hot second. Hello? Wow. Hello? Hello. Wow. This is what happens when you talk real shit on a so-called freedom of speech podcast. Interesting.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Rest.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now I got you. Do I have anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Everybody else?
Lady, Lady T. Ron. K-Dog. Wow.
What the heck happened?
I think the conversation was probably, I mean, listen, you can say what you want, but I think it was probably getting too real, because as soon as he started dropping knowledge, next thing you know, everything
like,
just went
south.
No, no, the thing was, I was the only one on, and I lost everyone else. He came back on for a hot second and went back off, and now you're on, and I have no one else on. I mean, everyone is still on, but no one.
No,
I
get you.
Yeah, I can't hear anyone.
All right.
Then we got shut down because you was talking. You know, we was talking some good talk. Because maybe once we keep when we keep it limited to talking about Negroes, sex, and you know, drugs, you know, then they let it rock.
Okay. Wow. Kind of shocked about that, but no, not really, but I am a little bit.
Freedom of speech ain't really free.
Mm-hmm. So now nobody else is on. Hello, anybody? Hello, anybody?
No. No. I don't see K-Dog, Lady G. No one's on.
What kind of... Okay. All right. Okay, well, show must go on.
But hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Red.
Yes.
Rome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's I guess we're going to have to do it like that.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have to
do
put
it.
Word out to others to call me on my phone and I can tie them in.
That's wild.
Yeah,
wow.
About
yeah,
to
I'm
knowledge. No, it was just lightweight stuff, man. But that's how they do it, like urban cities. That's how like places like Detroit still function. It was like you wonder how like people can't get a job, but the municipalities still function because they make money on people's ignorance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They make money on people's ignorance.
Right.
You know, so that's what it is. And most of, and depending on where you live, like if you live in Queens or something like that, or Long Island or something like that, like anywhere populated, black populated, you best believe you can sit in there one day. And I sat there one day and saw the court. I counted like the rest, court fee or whatever. You got to pay like something like $50 surcharge. That's what they call it, surcharge. Like $50, $75, $100. I counted, before lunch, after lunch, I swear to goodness, I kid you not, I counted, just in one day, I counted $8,000. And that's just in my courtroom.
That's a lot.
That's just in my courtroom. That's just in my courtroom. They got other courtrooms. Other circuit. They got other circuit judges. Arena Bronx. So they got six courtrooms. You got eight courtrooms and six of them are active. You do it. You do the math. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. every day. So you
That's
get
crazy.
Your son, like, when that,
That's
you
crazy.
Go to that, you get your son, you find your son, tell your son, because they get them, and God forbid, they, you know, wherever you live at, where they get them, and they'll pick them up. The cops won't know if it's violent, if it's for a violent summons. They don't know. They're going to treat them like a
right.
regular criminal.
Well,
okay.
he wouldn't do what he had to do, so I had to tell him the right thing to do because, you know what, like I said, he doesn't need that issue or problem. And just as you said, you know, they look at, you know, that's all about money, and they're going to, you know, try any way that they can. And, you know, he's, you know, getting his life together. So he don't need that, and I don't need that, and he just doesn't need that type of problem, period.
Mm, I mean, like, I remember them
all
days,
right. But I'm just perturbed at the fact that they, like I said, if you're a victim of a crime, why are you being treated as if you're the criminal? Like, are you kidding me?
They don't care. They don't care. When you
Absolutely.
Read the black, when you study law, it doesn't come down to right or wrong. It's about who can tell the best story. It comes about
mm-hmm.
whose will is stronger based on money. You know what I mean? It comes up, it's like,
yep.
it's two things that keep a black man and woman out of jail. Damage to somebody's property or damage to somebody. Those two things will keep you out of jail. That's it. That's it.
Yep.
As long as you ain't, and every day I think about that. Once the guard told me that, we went to a Morris class like 20 years ago. He said, and those are two things that keep you out of jail. Killing somebody, damage to somebody, you know, car accident or something like that, you liability at fault for, you know, or stealing somebody's theft, damage to somebody's property. Those are two things that keep you out of jail. To keep you out of jail. Everything else is just a
damn
fine.
Shame.
Okay. And once
shame.
You once you learn that, I told my kids that kids don't go to jail for nothing. They don't even do nothing for speeding. The part that I know, they know better. Ain't nobody coming. I ain't got no money. You know what I mean? I ain't got it. See how I live?
I ain't got it.
So I ain't got it. I got a cousin that sold drugs. He sold drugs for years. He got busted. Did 12 and a half years. And was mad because nobody came to see him. Nobody really wrote him like that. I said, we ain't got no money. We ain't got no money going in there. We told you.
He said, we ain't got no money. Right? That's all.
We didn't ask you for money because you knew you was doing some foul shit. But you gave. But we didn't ask because we knew, you know. But anyway, there you go.
All right, so on with the show. Thank you, Rome. And now, do you feel a little better, Red, that you got that off your chest?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I actually do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
She only has one chest.
Yeah. Get off her chest. All right, so once again, Big Red and Brother B with the menu. We got Roan in the house, Lady T, K Dog. So let's get this topic started off.
Yeah, you guys are back.
I'm going to put it in the hands of Lady T first because I just want to. Situationship.
Paul.
Yeah, but I have to give y'all the definition first.
All right.
Y'all know that, right?
Right.
I have to give y'all the definition first of what that.
And
give
okay,
me 1 minute.
You good with the
give
definition? What you mean 1 minute?
All right.
What?
Yeah, because I gotta bring it up. Wait a minute.
Oh, you gotta pass it to
me. And I'm gonna pass it to you. Yeah, y'all can pass it to me. I'll give you the stages.
Yep.
Okay, let me. Yeah, I got plenty of stages.
I'm
going
to tell you. I'm gonna tell you a funny story about when she finished. I'm gonna tell you a funny story about
her. Okay, y'all ready?
Let's go, Jordan. Yeah.
Okay, so now I found. Okay. Situationship. Now I found this post. It was a post actually, and it explains exactly what it is. So I found it on Instagram. So I'm going to say it. It says situationship. It says I don't want anything serious. Let's just chill. Go with the flow. Yeah, we have sex, not ready for a relationship. Oh crap. We have real feelings for each other. Still not ready to be officially together. Let's just see, but you better not be dealing with anyone else. That is the definition of a situationship. Y'all need me to read it again?
Nah. Lady T, go ahead.
Please.
Okay.
All right, thank you,
over,
Lady T.
All right, Lady T. Y'all understand it?
No.
Y'all sure y'all understand it?
Let me tell you something. I understand it because I came up with the term 7 years ago.
Okay, we'll get back to you in 1 second.
And don't forget, brother, let me tell you something. And I made up the term last year of sexuationship because the two are the same. So guess what? You made one and I made one. But go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And it all goes in hand to hand with it all, okay? So you have several stages. It's a real term, though. Well, I actually researched it from a guy that was talking. I don't know if you guys know the counselor, Tony Gaskin.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Listen.
Listen, I want some pussy from somebody else other than who I'm fucking.
No. Forget about all that. His eyes are nice, though. But anyway. But on a serious note, it was also him. I forgot what the other counselor is, a marriage counselor, which is also a female. I was researching because I wanted to hear what everybody had to say about it.
Yeah, of course.
So whatever the case is, the term is really real, and I've actually experienced that before. And sometimes you can experience something without even knowing that this really exists. So you also have guys that may date you. I'm going to just give you one example of one of the things on there that I believe is actually true. Let's say they dating you. It's been about 2 years. You guys are chilling. May or may not have done anything. It's a situationship because he's not talking about anything about the future, his goals for you and him and so forth. You also have guys that you're dating them for a while or whatever the case may be. I'm giving you, like, a long-term dating, like, let's say a year, which is really short-term technically. But I don't do that stupid 90-day rule that people want to say because my 90 days could turn into 5 years for somebody. You understand what I'm saying? But they'll call that a situationship because bottom line with situationships, you're wasting your time with a person or you passing time or you may be grieving over an ex with this person. It's pretty much what it felt like to me when I listened to everybody describe it was like a side chick or a side piece for as far as a man. That's all that you are.
We have to change that. This is 2020. You know that is no longer. It's called relationship assistant.
Right. Hold on.
It's a relationship assistant.
Let me just say one more thing. Or it could even, my last point on that, or it could even turn into this person is probably healing themselves through you, or they're helping healing you. And I've noticed that with something that actually happened to me before. And it's like without knowing it, because you may be going through a grievance stage, and then when you wake up out of that stage, it's like, hold up, you're doing the same thing that the next person did to me. You understand what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you yourself also have to take responsibility for that and break yourself out of that cycle.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be nobody's little puppet, and you can't tell me where this is going.
Okay. So after Rome is going to be K-Dog, and then I got to throw my little 5 cents up in there. So, okay, Rome, because what was scary is the way she came across so calmly and just made that, you know, just said all that. That was scary because she really, because
this is the truth.
You rationalized eating the greasiest cheeseburger of them all and said, listen, you have to get your protein. You just put it in a very nice way. Like you made it sound like something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cleaned it up nicely. Like, I got to give you that.
Yeah, but she cleaned it up. But it's, she cleaned, well, that's good that she cleaned it up, but it is what it is. But I'm going to let everybody else. Because I got questions with all of that as well. So let
oh, I'm ready.
We're going to let Mr. Rome go.
All right, so go ahead, Rome. After Rome, you go.
I'm going to make it sweet and short, right? First of all, the man sets the tone, the woman keeps the pace. Always keep that in mind. No disrespect to the woman, but the woman is a leader in her own right when it comes to relationships. You know what I mean? So I'm not negating the woman's leadership role in the relationship. But once again, the man sets the tone, the woman keeps the pace. That's how I go down. Now, an old Hebrew, when I used to go to Sabbath service, Shabbat service, the elder told me, this is how it goes. Based on biblical stuff, a lot of us, we don't really believe in the Bible. A lot of us ain't Christian or Muslim or whatever. But it is some truth to it. During the so-called days of the Bible days or whatever, or the Egyptian days, when a man took a woman, he took a woman. Where did he take her from? He took her from a family. He had permission. He had permission to take her. I'm not competing with the police. When a man took a wife, he took her from somewhere, and somewhere came the family. When a man went into her, they became man and woman. They became man and wife, or whatever you want to call it. That was his mate. Now, what we do today, a lot of us work backwards. But you also got to equate, we're not regular people. See, when we talk relationships, we're not white people. You understand what I'm saying? We can't see ourselves as white people. We can't see ourselves as Asian. Even though we all have the same situations in relationships that are similar, but we're not the same. Our blood is different. Our skin is different. Our ancestry is different. And then when we get to our thinking, because of white supremacy, that, like I said before, a few calls back, that begets mental illness in brown folks and melanated people of African origin. Our whole shit is different. So when we in a situationship, and it's long lasting, that'd be a relationship, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We might not have the shit to do it like how whitey do it, but this is the way we do it. You got to keep in mind, you have to add in mental illness when you talk relationship. We are all fucked up. So you're not going to get nothing perfect from nobody. Anything you get, you got to work on it. You like that man? You like that sister? You want to keep that thing going? When you get in a situation with her, relationship situation, sex situation, whatever your situation, you better keep it and do what is comfortable for both of y'all.
Well, all right. All right, real quick. My thing is this. Now, I agree, because every culture has their different way of doing things, different way of how they treat their women, different way in relationships, you know, the way things are structured in their families, whatever. I think that we take too many parts of books or playbooks that are not ours just to either fit in or kind of make our broken story whole.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like I said, you're next, K-Dog. I'm sorry to cut, kind of cut in front. My thing is this. Too many labels, too many titles.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the days, people was rocking together. It wasn't a situationship. It just went into a relationship. It was what it was. But now is nowadays, and it goes back to that word that me and Red been talking about for the longest, accountability. Now somebody has found a way to take a title or a label and label it so no one has any type of accountability in terms of what they're doing. Oh, well, we're not in a relationship, we're in a situation. Well, what the hell is the situation? Because when you say situation, that's negative. To me, that's a negative thing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. But if you both are together and you're having fun and you're having a good time and it is what it is, then it's not a situation. It's a relationship. So stop bullshitting mm-hmm. yourselves and call it what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Solomon had many wives. He went into them. He had sex with these women over a period of years. That's why he had so many,
mm-hmm.
why he had so many women.
Mm-hmm.
In the ancient Sumerian law, which was black people, these are black people, before Egypt, when it was written and drawn, actually, when you as a man went into a woman, she became yours. But that's the woman, you know, that's where we came from. It's like, oh, you sleeping with her? The dudes in the village was like, oh, you sleeping with her? Okay, I'll leave her alone. There's plenty over here.
Is that not a relationship, though?
Yes.
If that's the case, right,
that's,
if you're committed, that wouldn't be a situationship.
Back then, they didn't have that.
I'm just saying,
with,
the term
have,
that we're talking about, you get what I'm saying? If
there
somebody's
is no,
claiming,
I'm telling you.
I don't believe in that label either.
I'm
I don't
there's
put
no
labels
such,
there.
Right, but you know,
there's
but you
no
know the problem
thing.
Is? I see,
no
you know what the problem is? This is one of the issues. And hate me for it. You know what the problem is? All right, it goes back to that thing of where some people think they can't be in a relationship or love more than one person. Like, they try
mm-hmm.
to define it as you can only be with one person. Like, one person, you know, like, that's it. You can't love anybody else. And sometimes that is
And that's
not
bullshit
true.
To me.
Absolutely.
Because my thing is this. If you can only love only one person.
Both of y'all are right.
Well, hold on. So anytime you step out of the realm of you love more than one person, then that's where that label of, oh, it's a situation.
So it's okay to date more than one person and so forth? I could date 10 guys right now while that one guy thinks he's mine? How does this work?
Let
the best man win. Let the best man win.
Let me step in for a few. In this era of relationships, I mean, let's look at it this way. The era of relationships have changed over the years, all right? It's not the same way, mm-hmm. like, you know, you could take a woman to a nice walk in the park, you could give her flowers, you could be romantic and all. Now these days, it seems to me, and I've said this before on this show, it seems to me that love don't live here no more. People don't know how to love.
It never did, brother.
And you're right, brother. I mean, I'm feeling you on that. You know what it is? It's like, now these days, it's like some people get into relationships just to, I don't know, just to
show off.
They
don't want to be alone.
That's the time.
Like, they don't want to be alone.
That's the time. They don't want to be alone.
Man, listen, they don't want to be alone. And you know what's scary? And you know what's bad about that? Okay, you're afraid of being alone. That means that you don't have self-love to love yourself enough to understand that you deserve better. But the ones who are afraid of being alone, they'll settle for any joker that comes out there, both man and woman.
They believe in the fairy tale. The elder told me, he said, take the word love out of relationship. Now, the word love is a European word that has connection with penetration and affection. It has nothing to do mm-hmm. with anything else. Love was taught by the Catholic, the term, even romance was taught by the Catholic Church to the Roman soldiers so they wouldn't have to go into villages and rape women and shit.
And rape, like perfect example, like the reading of the rape of the Sabine women.
African men, when you go back, Sumerian, Akkadian, Egyptian, they didn't have the word love because with If I touched a woman, she became mine, and when she became mine, it's accountability. Behind accountability is responsibility. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So what today, fuck all the titles, fuck all that shit. If I'm sleeping with this chick, even if we ain't in no marriage situation, we are in a, this is what you call a courtship. I don't care what.
But everything you're saying, this is the reason why they don't allow us to stand on the corners anymore in front of the bodega and build.
Exactly.
You're dropping knowledge, brother.
Right, exactly.
See, at the end of the day, he is absolutely right what he's saying. Because let me tell you something. See, I'm to the point now. Let me tell you something.
Right now. Yeah.
Go ahead, K-Dog. Go ahead.
All right, because you know what it is? Right now, that's what it's all about. Like, yo, man, listen, look. I'm with this woman. Hey, oh, wow, look at that over there. Hey, man, hold on 1 second, man. Oh, I've heard the term, you know what? I'm with her. I love her to death, but I got to have my side piece. I got to have something else.
Relationship
assistant. It's in the DNA.
Exactly.
Like,
relationship assistant.
Let me add something to it. Now, here is where the problem lies. Okay? Here's where the problem comes in. Now, how is it that you're with, okay, you're saying you love your wife to death, but you got to have something on the side. Then that means you're not in love with her then. You're not in love.
K-Dog, let me tell you something. K-Dog, let me tell you something, K-Dog. Let me tell all y'all something. You can love a person and not like them, and you can like a person and not love them. That is the thing that people are forgetting. I don't give a damn how much love you love this person, but you may not necessarily like them because there may be things about them that you don't like. You may love them because of certain things. Maybe they have your child, or maybe it's certain things that person does for you that you love. But otherwise than that, you may not can't stand that person. You might get in that bed at night and can't stand the way they freaking breathe.
You
understand?
I'd
rather like you first and then love you later. I think liking a person will lead into the love before you love a person and you can't stand them. I think I'd rather like you first.
There's some truth to that.
There's a lot of truth to that. Believe me, I've been in a lot of experiences. There's a lot of truth to that.
Now, what I got to go back to what Brother Rome said. Now, accountability and responsibility.
Yeah.
Those are some key things right there.
Fam, listen.
The thing is this, and it's like, it goes back to what Red said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When Red was talking about like and love, but then it also goes back to what you were saying, Brother Rome. Listen, I think there was a part in Fences with Denzel.
I didn't watch that.
It's not even so much him. It's just what he said. When his son asked him about, like, why don't you like me?
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
And he was saying, he went into this whole spiel. I ain't got to do all of this. So my thing is, it's what you do. It goes into that accountability and responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like, you can talk love all you want to.
Uh-huh.
But if you know this person is out there doing what they got to do and making sure you good, if you know this person is putting you on this pedestal, you know, mentally, you know what I'm saying? You got to forget these words, because these words at times don't mean shit. See, everybody's looking into the word of things, but what about the frequency amongst one another? What about the vibe?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
What about the connection?
I'm talking about the connection, the frequency between two people.
Yeah.
That spiritual connection.
That energy.
Like, what's up with that?
That energy.
Okay, wrong.
That was me. I'm like, you can. The energy is real, but let me tell you something. You got to get rid of that word. Once I learned that word, I knew it was like, yo, I take it back. I take all my stuff back to certain African cultural tribes, certain African practices. I get away from the European shit when it comes to dealing with black folks. You understand what I'm saying? Because that shit don't work for them, so you know it ain't gonna work for us.
Of course.
Like, I care about my woman. I was married to my woman for almost 20 years. I care. I still care about her to this day. I say love because if that's what she likes to hear, yeah, baby, I love you. But she knows I care about her more than anything in the world. You know what I mean? Even though we ain't together. You know what I'm saying? That's the mother of my child. But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You got to equate the mental illness that we have because of the shit that we've been through. We not going to have regular relationships like how Whitey do. I can't sit down and talk to Whitey
right.
about relationships.
Listen, they don't have regular relationships
same.
Either.
We ain't the same. Yeah. We ain't the same.
Right, but that's true. Yeah,
how,
we're not.
How,
we
how,
ain't the same.
How,
and I,
how,
no,
how,
I do that.
True.
But
true.
How is it, but how is their relationships the same? When
you I don't give a
or
fuck.
Watch,
I don't
oh,
give,
how, wait,
because it's women.
Shows,
because it's women.
No, but they treat their women different.
Because they got different experience. They
well, it's not, but they don't. But see, a lot of them don't hold their women to value.
Yeah,
thus, that's
so
why you have things
we,
like feminism
got,
and certain other things that's popped up. Because all right, like look at these some
that's
of these reality shows. So
we
you got
that.
Five women that are dating one guy called the Bachelor,
exactly.
and then you got the Bachelorette.
Right.
But yet society wants to preach monogamy and they want to preach all this other
that's,
stuff. But you put shit
to,
like that on TV.
That's not for us.
I
that's
know,
for
yeah,
them.
I know.
That's
what
COVID.
You don't look at, but wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah,
don't look at the mental.
Us,
y'all talking about mental
loving,
stability. If they
exactly.
They
but look at
the same thing in that.
But look at Love and Hip Hop.
No,
do y'all look at Love and Hip Hop? Not look
hell,
at it, but you look at Love and Hip Hop and look at the bullshit that goes on those shows.
I don't watch that.
And they got more.
No, I don't watch it. But I'm just saying, look at the type of relationships and shit that go on those shows. And these, like I said, you influencing all these young people, and they watching. You got some older ones that's on that bullshit too.
Exactly.
I don't think it has anything to do with color. Sorry, guys.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with
color. We talking, it's not a thing about color. We are talking culture. See, when you got right knowledge, when you got the right information, you think right and you know. See, the stuff that they put on TV now is just entertainment. That's not nothing real because we fix that. We so lazy to, you know, a lot of us are so lazy and we take like, oh, that's what they're doing now. Or,
so I'm going to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right about that.
Art is not supposed to mirror life. Life is supposed to mirror
art. But you know what's bad about it?
Can y'all
pause for one second?
Because right. just to go back to that, you're right about it is about culture versus color. You're absolutely right.
It's about culture, baby.
But the ratchetness that they show, they always want to show what's ratchet, but these white girls could come on The Bachelor and be sluts.
That's
they
them.
Even tell
and
you they
okay.
sleeping.
That's
but
that's
okay
them.
For them. But
what mama say? What did mama
say?
To say what that... What your mama say when you went to school? Oh, so-and-so dressed like this. Well, don't you dress like that. I don't care what she's doing her house.
I don't want you just.
That's what she's doing her house.
Yeah,
we doing that.
Yeah, mama,
doing
did mama
house?
Say that quick? Mama,
what we doing my house is something totally different.
Yep.
And daddy was there.
That's only in my house, then you ain't.
We strayed away from those lessons.
No, we haven't.
We're demeaning.
Mama say, I don't. Imagine if they had Love and Hip Hop back in the 80s. Mama said, I don't give a fuck what they do on TV.
You ain't doing that.
That's right.
You ain't doing that. And if I catch you doing
I used to hear them words all the time.
I'm going to go upside your head.
That's what I used to do. That's what I tell my kids. I don't give a damn what they doing out there in them damn streets. You ain't going to do you don't. What's the name?
All,
don't live in my damn house.
It's all entertainment. It's all entertainment. You know what I mean?
Right, but then you have the people that are being influenced by that entertainment. Just like you said,
yeah.
They think
are
that's
you
like, my son
are
says
you
it all the time.
By?
My son is, no, hell
are
no, not
influenced?
Me. I know better than that.
So you,
and I know
so
better than that.
Do. Here's what you do. It touches on what Byron talks about. What frequency. You gravitate to a motherfucker who thinks like you. You gravitate to a motherfucker who ain't influenced
hold
by
on,
that.
I don't play
that's
that nonsense. I don't watch that nest.
That's who you gravitate to.
But,
that's who you gravitate to.
But that's what my son,
that's
I tell
who.
My son all the time, you know, my son tells me all the time, he's like, Ma, you know, the way these women be acting now, you know, my son is 25, about to be 26, and he's like, Ma, the girls, that the way they be acting, he said they do all that Love and Hip Hop stuff. He said, I'm not with that. Like, I don't understand why they think that's you know, that's the way you're supposed to act.
Because they're looking for...
You got away from culture freedom.
Because they're looking for identity. They're looking for identity. And
they don't have
money. They're looking for money.
Instead
they're looking
of
for
trying
money,
to
too.
And you know what?
Too, but instead of
and
trying to find
the money.
And guess what else? And guess what else? And guess what else we're not doing, though? Self-respect.
If that's
what
if that's what you're looking at, to
but that's
be
on
a
both
role
sides.
Model,
but that's on
both
sides.
Sides. Exactly.
Your self respect is. They talk about self esteem. Your self respect. Your self respect is galvanized based on your upbringing of moral values.
Exactly.
That reinforces your self esteem. And enhances your
right.
character as a person that causes me to see you. How will you stand out and you different from the person or woman in the crowd?
Exactly.
You know what I'm
mm-hmm. Well,
like,
everybody's
on,
the same
man.
Now. Everybody's the same now.
No, everybody.
So, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and it's hard. That's
the
problem. Now everybody's
the
asked,
exactly.
Right. But everybody
no,
is the same now. And like I said, it's
get
hard for
else.
You as it's hard for women like me to stand out because these dudes are looking for the same, you know, they're looking for that love and hip hop around the same titties,
no,
same behind.
That's
hold on.
That's not
hold
true.
On.
That's not
hold
true.
On. Red, you gotta understand
yeah.
something. Our numbers is dwindling. Like real men.
No, I know that.
Listen, they ain't out there like that. You know
let me
what I'm saying? And
even
saying that, it's so unfortunate
listen,
we keep believing that. But okay.
Listen,
I believe it, honey.
I'm
believe
man,
me. Listen,
I'm a man.
Maybe real men in
that.
Brooklyn and Queens, Manhattan, maybe this New York City.
And but hold on, let me finish. A lot of these real men are scared. A lot of these real men out here are scared to step into relationships because either they heard something that their homeboy said or somebody they know got
yep.
in trouble with the child support or somebody did this or a woman did that to them. So a lot you got dudes
you're
out
dealing
here
with trauma.
Who play it close to the heart and they like, yo,
they're
I'm not
scared.
Getting myself involved in that.
You're dealing with trauma.
Scared,
you're dealing
right?
With trauma. You're dealing
that's
with
true.
Yeah.
And they may feel it's easier to be in a situationship, they don't want to commit because they feel because
this way they can bail out when they want to.
Yeah,
they feel
exactly.
that. You know
when
they're afraid of? When you've been in a situation where you've been hurt many times, and unfortunately it goes on both ways, both the man mm-hmm. and the woman, they're scared to get into the next relationship.
It's all about information, brother. I mean, there's a lot of young
exactly.
brothers out here, and that's why I lean on when I'm in a barbershop or you come in front of my table. That's why I lean on the young brothers, man. It's like you have problems with women. A woman ain't the problem, nigga. It's you. It's the way that you think. Look at the way that you dress.
And that goes back to accountability.
Look
yep.
how you
yep.
act
yep.
now.
Yep.
Damn right.
I tell her,
but see, the thing is, you know what it is? I'm going to tell you.
It was a brother that came into the barbershop smelling like fucking backwoods and evergreen.
Oh,
and
damn.
I'm lost in the forest. Cologne. You know what I mean? You know, he just blazed weed. I mean, like, you got kids around here. Okay, yeah. I see. I understand it's a cigarette. You know, it's a cigarette. I'm like, my man. Then you come in here, and like last week you was talking about how chick you acting. Look how you act, brother. Look how
you
present yourself. Look how you smell. If I was a woman, I'd kill you.
No, but you know what?
I was like, yo.
Yeah, that's kind of harsh. I would have washed them up in the back sink.
Well, you know what? I think it's
stop,
more.
Okay, hold on.
Wait. Do you see what
he said? Hold on, brother. He was the same brother that came in last week and talking about he had a problem with women. I said, look here, brother. Because of you, I understand why women are gay. You know what I mean? I understand why.
You know what?
No, but you have to break it down.
Oh, my God.
No, you're
now,
laugh.
Lady T, are you serious? Are you, Lady T, serious? So you just actually, you can't, certain things you just can't clean up. Certain sponges and mops, listen. Just let the floor stay dirty. Leave that.
Just
alone.
Let the floor. You know something, and that's the sad part about it. I'm not talking about physically washing my because I ain't touching.
I know that.
He would have got a harsh reality, and he would have wanted to go home and take a bath. You understand
exactly.
what I'm saying? That's my point that I'm making. So I wouldn't have.
Well,
nah, he ain't gonna pull up his pants. He ain't gonna take.
Well, my thing is this. I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying. I'm saying my thing is this. Like I said, they're not a lot of these young. I'm not going to just say young men or men in general, because like I said, listen, a lot of these guys that's going into their 50s now. a lot of them haven't been brought up with, like, they don't know how to be men because they didn't have men really teaching them how to be men. And, you know, and
okay.
It's sad. And like I said, it's, I can't say to young men, like I said, it's a lot of men
okay.
in my age
well,
bracket. I'm about to be 48 next week. And guess what? It's men in my age bracket, and they don't know how to be men. They're busy trying to be 20-something years old instead of being 40 or 50 or whatever.
And I got you right there, Red. So check this out. When did your aunt, my mother, well, actually, when did my father pass away? 1994. I think
mm-hmm.
I was right before I turned 20.
My grandmother passed away around that time, 2 years.
It was just one of those years. So
yeah,
the thing is, I will say this. What are the influences that I had that helped shape me to be the man that I am today is the women that I had around me that I didn't want to disappoint or disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
See, that's one of the main areas of where it starts. Because when you respect the women in your village, the women that are around you, the women that take care of you, your mind state is different.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these dudes out here, they don't have that respect for themselves to want to respect their mothers, their grandmothers, their sisters, and stuff like that. They don't want that. They don't have that within themselves.
There's some that do. You know what I mean? But, like, I told my daughter, I told her like this. I said, look here, baby. I said, you see how I am with you, even though we're not tight? But you see how I am with you? I come when you call. Or I come when I can.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And how you have your brother, how you have your relationship with your brother. You see, everything changed once the penis was involved.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
mm-hmm.
that's why you won't have
oh,
the,
yeah.
that's why you won't
Oh,
that's why you
yeah.
won't have the relationship. That's why you won't have the relationship that you have between your brothers and me, because we want nothing from you but your love. Not even your love. We want your loyalty, your honor, and respect. That's all it is. You know what I mean? And when you get into a relationship with a man, this is what a long-term relationship. This is what you would have to get. You would have to work to get what we have with your brothers and your father. With him. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask this question. Not to cut across. Let me ask this question. So why is it, and I got to put it out there because, once again, accountability, right? So why
mm-hmm.
is it that there are women out there that know that they're in a situationship, but they stay in that shit?
Oh, I can answer that for you.
Please do.
I can answer that for you as well.
I can.
Come
and,
on.
And let me,
I can
let me
answer that too.
In a bracket.
Take it away.
I'm gonna be 42 this year. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All
I'm
right.
Mature. This is a mature.
Okay.
I know y'all be thinking I'm probably younger, but you know.
Okay.
You sound good.
No. I'm being serious. On a serious note, or from my personal experience especially, we do it because we actually think the guy's going to change, or you can
mm-hmm.
help him change, you can help him grow, and so forth. And it goes back to what all of you brothers said about mental health with men. And us as women, we don't realize that there may be something not mentally wrong, but some things that he needs to change mentally as far as he may be the same age as you, but he acting like a baby boy. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's for mental
so
change. He may be the same age
mental
as you.
Illness.
Yeah, but he's
mm-hmm.
in and out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Mental illness issues need to be changed.
What
does that have
that
to do with
stick
him
around?
You staying in that?
But why?
No,
but
no,
my
no,
point
no,
is,
no,
I'm
no,
saying,
no,
I'm telling
you
right
now.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now. My point is that we get fooled by the, I can change him. You want to
so
stick around to see the change in him.
Is it that on the penis?
Nope.
That's
sometimes
true.
The penis is an X
sometimes.
Factor out of there. Penis ain't that great. We can satisfy ourselves very, very well. But anyway.
Hold on.
On a serious note, though.
Well.
So,
I plead the fifth. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna plead the fifth.
I'm a triple threat over here. Triple threat, baby.
I plead the fifth.
If you see, she the Jordan in her own court. Okay.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No, but you really believe in your heart and your soul that you can help them change when they got to change themselves first.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
And
the whole thing.
You're right about that.
You want me to answer? Well, can I answer?
Sure.
Rad.
Sure.
Come on, Rad.
Now you're asking, all right, you asked why women stay in situationships, right?
Yeah, why?
Okay, so now, from my personal experience, I stay in the situationship because it's easier. I don't have to worry about really, like, I mean, I can put my feelings into it because, you know, from my personal experience, my feelings are into it, but his feelings are into it as well. But with my situationship, he also has someone at home that he's living with. So now I already know how that's going to go. So at the end of the day, listen, we're having our fun, and I'm living in the right now. I'm not going to sit up there and worry about the future, whatever it is, and then, you know, we have, like, a rapport with each other. It's not like it's somebody I just met. I've been knowing this person for a while. So you know what? I stay in it because, like I said, it's fun. I like it. I'm having fun.
So,
I'm happy. That's how I feel about it.
Do you have a right to – so anyone in your situation, do you feel that they have a right to complain or say anything when you already know what's going on?
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Like, just to beef about the situation. To beef about the situation of being in a situationship. Like, if you're happy, then why label it something negative?
Exactly.
Right, absolutely. You're right. That's the thing. I don't label it nothing really negative. It's having fun. Like I said, let me ask this question before y'all go on. If you've been in this situationship over 6 months, if you've been in this situationship for a year and some change, what do you call that now?
Oh, you married. You the second wife.
No, I'm not. I ain't got no ring on my finger for them.
I'm sorry, but a ring doesn't
you put a ring on him.
Yeah,
you put a ring. You put a ring on him.
You put a ring on him, and he attracts more chicks.
This is the thing. Here's what I gotta say about this ring situation. Unfortunately, some people use that ring situation just to hold on to the person.
Listen, I use that ring situation to block dudes. Hi, I'm married. They running. Bye.
Listen, I don't know what dudes you deal with that are married. You tell them you married, they still want to be trying. Listen, you told dudes that you married gay and everything else, and they still be trying. Get out of here.
Listen, it's to let somebody know you're taken. You know what I'm saying?
That don't mean nothing to nobody these days.
If the guy is telling you it means something to him, that means it means something to somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like,
So you telling me, you telling me the situationship that's been going on a year and change, that changes the title of everything?
And listen, first of all, have you been in this thing for a year? First of all,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's fooling themselves. Mm-hmm. It ain't no goddamn. It's not a situation.
We married.
It's a relationship.
We married.
You just want to give it a funky ass label.
Even if you got somebody else.
You keep involving yourself in some business that ain't yours. If you happy, then you focus on what you focusing on. You ain't think. Listen, back in the days, come on now, our fathers and grandfathers, somebody had somebody else across town. or in another state or something like that. But
you're right, absolutely.
The households remain separate. Most women back then would say, "Listen, I don't give a damn what he do over here.
As long as you don't bring it to my doorstep.
As long as you don't bring it to my doorstep, and as long as you take care of what go on in this house, that's all." Nowadays, cats is like, "Oh, no dough. Oh, I'm not doing this. Oh, I'm not doing that." And see, that's where it goes into that accountability. Because see, you want to have all the
responsibility.
You don't want to do this, but yet you want to get that. That's why there's a lot of clown ass motherfuckers walking around.
That's right. That's right. Let me say something real quick. You know, all of the shit that we're doing is from the DNA, man. All this shit is from ancestry passed down. We still do the same shit we did a million years ago. It's just that we do it with a fucked up mindset. The whole thing about polygamy is taking care of family. Before there was welfare, before there was unemployment, before there was the fucking king, you have to take care of a woman. You understand what I'm saying? You're taking care of a family, my nigga. It ain't about sex. And I tell these young brothers, I was like, no, it's not about that.
Society turns it in.
Society is people, and we under the rule of
white people turned it in. But Rome, that's what they turned it into.
These people allow, it goes back to what y'all said, accountability. So we can break that, and that's my point. You can break that through, like Rome said, with the guy that came to the barbershop smelling like backwards. Like, I would have checked him. Like, I would have had him smelling himself. Like, I don't know. Check him.
I don't
mean literally, because of course he ain't smelling himself. But come on,
man. How she said it. She has Lisa Lewis. I think it's Lisa Lewis, Legend Lewis, or something like that. She wrote a book. One of the things that she said: when you sit in shit so long, you can't smell it.
Yeah, you really can't. But okay,
you know what I mean.
That's true.
You know, but the thing is, it's accountability, responsibility. Back in the days, like you said, like, look, don't bring it to my doorstep. You took care of who you touched. Any woman you touched,
right?
You took care of. And it's like, that's why I say, like, let me tell you something. Like, with the sister guy, with the brother, he lived with somebody, whatever the case may be. When I was out there after my marriage, I had six on chain. I had five on the bench. I had five on the court. I'm recruiting nine more.
Let me ask you a question.
You are my team. Listen, hold on now.
You make it sick. This sounds like full court basketball.
Come on, hold on now.
That's right. I'm the general manager.
Listen now.
Come on, Pat Riley. Let's go.
I grew up with pimps and hoes. And my uncle said to me when I was young, he said, "You are square, you stay square. But learn the game from both sides." My uncle used to say, any woman in my stable, she could always come to my table and eat. If she need a place to live, she could always come and eat. She don't just work for me. See, any woman that I touch, it's like, and I was working in a bunch of clubs, I was getting big money. You dig what I'm saying? So if I'm the only nigga she fucking with, and she know I got other chicks, You know what I mean? But if she comes 2 o'clock in the morning and asks me for $100, she got to get food. Look, I don't trust you, but let's go get the food.
Does that come from the breakup, that attitude, not feeling because of the breakup, not taking care of that mental part that you're talking about?
The mental shit I got to deal with. But when you
having nine chicks after that, that's what I'm saying, or your full team.
Yeah. It comes through the healing after my marriage.
Right.
It took about 15. You know what I mean? And after the last relationship I was just in 2 years ago, it took about nine. You know what I mean? But, you know, I cleared
my head.
Okay,
so the numbers went down as you're human. The numbers go down.
It was stupid. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was stupid. You know what I mean?
Everybody has their vice. Rome went out and got women. I would have went and got a car.
I don't care, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody has their thing. It's kind of to substitute the pain. That's what it sounds like. But that's what he said.
See, my thing is, I like, that's what I'm talking about. If you're going to do it the right way. If you're going to do it, that's right. You're supposed to take care of, if it's just two women, three women, I don't care how many. You make every make sure everybody's happy. And that was like my next thing. What I'm saying is like, okay, once again, a year and change, you in this. You got a woman, you got your woman, you living with your woman at home, whatever, whatever. So my thing is this. Does the other woman deserve something like on a birthday, Christmas, you know, Valentine's Day? Even if it's afterwards.
If you see each other naked, come on, my dear. That's commitment. That's a commitment. That's a committed situation.
Especially if it's over a year, you damn right.
Like, they was on my team. I remember all their birthdays. You know why? Because I fuck with certain types of women. I fuck with winter and fall women. I don't fuck with nobody else.
Oh my God, Virgo.
Scorpios.
It's easier to remember the birthday. Do not throw them up in there.
Virgos are some special kind of women. Oh, you fuck right.
Are you a Virgo?
Yes, ma'am.
You a Virgo, Lady T?
I'm a Virgo. September 2nd.
You a Virgo?
Yeah.
Boy, y'all trip.
Yeah.
I can say that's all.
Let me tell you something. They're masters of intelligence. That's the shit.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yes, they are.
Don't say that because I'm not going to allow you to boost your ego.
No, we really are. You ain't even got to do that.
Even if I wasn't a Virgo, I would have said that about Virgo.
Because I'm telling you, that's what they are.
Byron, listen. When I'm about to release these new memes, and it deals with astrology, it deals with intelligence and mental illness combined and trying to understand a black woman. See, it took me years to get to the point to where I am now. It took me years to get to where I am now, where I've developed a system that works for me. That works for me. So I have no problem with understanding Virgo.
Well, I appreciate your dedication.
Well, for me, I need to.
In your pursuit, it was either that or go crazy. No, but you know what? How many people that want to be in relationships don't do that for themselves? They don't pursue that understanding part. They don't pursue the knowledge. They just, all they want to do is have sex. They're looking for, they just want to please. They want to please themselves. They want to live in the moment and please each other. That's all they want to do. But in all reality, what you want to call it,
you know what it is?
It's a relationship where two people choose to mentally not want to commit, but you're physically and spiritually already committed.
Whatever, that's a marriage too, bro. That's a marriage too.
Well, I know, but I can't live with the marriage and rings and all that.
We ain't talking about rings. That's y'all talking about rings. I said ring one time.
Listen,
he put a ring on him.
Long finger. We're not in a relationship. We're in a situation. It's a relationship.
Exactly, that's how I feel. Exactly. Like I said, if it's like three months or six months.
We got to
know. Exactly.
Every time you turn around,
if it's 3 months or 6 months, that's different. But if you're dealing with somebody for a year or more, and like I said, y'all are having sexual, you know, y'all spending time with each other, whether it's just sexual relations or whatever, two or three times a month, like, come on.
Forget a year. It's 30 days, a week, 2 weeks.
The whole thing is when you get naked. When you drop them drawers, y'all are some
drop them drawers.
The game's changed. There's an obligation.
When you busting spit, busting slob, whatever you want to call it. You in some shit. You better stop it. You better stop thinking like white people.
I can't.
Oh my
you better
God.
Stop.
The views
no,
of the callers, the views
you,
of the callers
you
do not necessarily reflect the views of the menu and its main host. Thank you.
y'all keep listening to them brothers. Tony Gaskins and who's the other brother with the dreads?
Oh, just stop.
No,
Derrick Jackson. I love Derrick Jackson.
Y'all keep listening to them cats. Like the brother said, you listen to them cats that got that. It's like, I'm rich. And he's telling you how to become rich. Nobody's going to tell you how to become. Listen, no, hold on now, because this is serious. The brothers that are out here talking to chicks, he's trying to get some pussy. I don't care how many women he got. A woman, listen. A woman can only counsel another woman. A brother can counsel another brother about a relationship. I can't talk to you about how you are and how you should be in a relationship if you're not my sister and I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? My little sisters come to me all the time. My spiritual sisters come to me all the time. My cousins, I've seen them grow up. Ronnie, why is this? Ron, why is this? Ron, why is this? Because I know you. That's why I can give you good advice on certain things. You listen to these gentlemen out here. They sound good. They look good because they got money. They on YouTube.
They don't really be looking good on there, just so you know. But okay.
Well, I heard
this. I mean, it's t-shirt
that's
and the
not
sweat.
True.
Fine.
I heard
I mean,
exactly the sweat.
I heard different.
Sweat.
Yeah, I mean,
sweat
that's
fans.
Not
great
like.
Sweat fans. Great sweat
I heard
fans.
Different. I heard different. But,
oh,
but the thing
okay.
is. It's the mindset. It goes back to the information, beloved. If you think fucked up, then fucked up shit going to happen. You keep thinking life is about some of that shit that's on TV. That's what you're going to attract to you. We have to get back to ancient values. Values from our family, values from our ancestors, values from our family, our tribe. It sounds corny. It sounds whack. But you got to get back to that.
What the elders used to tell us? When you speak it to it, when you speak it into existence,
it's so shall
it happen. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're running
mm-hmm.
around.
Exactly.
Yes. So when you
it
label
is,
your situation a situationship,
that's right.
Then that's what
right.
it's going to be.
That's right. A situation.
It's what they say. You are what you eat. So when
mm-hmm.
you intake garbage,
mm-hmm.
you are yeah. you're garbage.
She better be good.
So that's the whole thing. We have all these labels and all these titles. All of that is bullshit.
I'll say the same thing. Listen,
like you
brother,
said,
my mind is in a different place now.
What? If you don't eat chicken, if you don't
no.
eat
oh my goodness.
I'm going to say it right now. Get you guys a Virgo. Get you all a Virgo.
Listen, mind if I add my two cents in about Virgo?
Oh,
come on, add five.
No. I'm a drop it on everybody now.
Uh-oh.
Listen,
okay.
I was raised by a Virgo, and I am very proud that I was raised by a Virgo. Yeah, a Virgo woman.
A Virgo woman
raised me. A strong, and you know what? Virgo women are strong, man. I got to give
them. You got them right. They're
strong,
good mothers, too.
They're
good mothers, too.
And you know what else? They could teach you some things.
Mm.
They teach you things. You learn a lot from them. There's a lot
yeah.
of things you learn. And you know what?
A lot of them are impacts, too. A lot of them.
And you know what?
Yeah.
They're very intellectual. They could break things down to you and be like this. Oh, damn, I didn't know that. And you have to go ahead and do some research.
No disrespect. No disrespect. You know what I mean? It's just like you're going to get two things from a Virgo. Good sex and good conversation. You can't cook
well,
for
great
shit.
Conversation.
You can't cook for shit.
Oh, you do. They have very well. The sex part, I don't know, but yeah.
Virgo women.
No, the men are different. The men are different, Red. The men are different. Stay away.
Virgo men, I don't do Virgo men because Virgo men are moody as hell. I don't do Virgo men.
Yeah,
no,
if the women are moody, the men are moody.
Virgo women.
I don't understand.
It depends on the kind of Virgo woman. It depends on
Byron, real talk.
Like I said, frequency, man. It's all about the frequency. Y'all talk
the frequency. The frequency. Let me tell you something. You're dealing with seasons. It's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with seasons. The women that are born in the cold season, it takes intelligence to keep warm. It takes intelligence to keep warm and to survive. Women who are born in the seasons of fidgety weather and hot weather, they, you know what I mean? They got attitudes. They got attitudes, and it don't take nothing. We're talking about black women.
Hmm.
I'm not talking about all women.
Only.
I'm talking about black women that I've experienced, and I'm 85% right. 85% right when I deal with this facility. You know what I mean? These women who are born in like March through June, they cuckoo.
That's right. They cuckoo. Thank you.
They cuckoo.
I'm a Gemini. I'm Aquarius. Fellow air sign there.
Hey,
how you doing?
Oh, my God. You know what?
The fellow air sign, yeah.
Byron, hold on, baby.
I'm listening.
I'm a May Gemini, right? But I would never deal with a female Gemini. I would never. Because, no. And I tried.
Ooh.
I tried several times for a year. This one girl I wanted so bad since high school. I graduated 89. She graduated 88. I didn't lay up with her until 2007, 2008. And she done had three kids already. Three kids, two different baby fathers. You know what I mean? And I done heard all the shit about her, heard all the drama about her, heard all the da, da, da. And I still wanted her because she was dope. And I turned her out.
This guy right here.
I tried a relationship with her for 30 days. Because you know what I mean? Gemini woman, Gemini man. Shit, I knew it wasn't going to work. But I tried to. Look, that stuff was good at the time, and I made it better.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? And I made it better. So,
The views of the menu. The views of the participants and callers do not necessarily reflect the views of the menu.
Thank you.
Y'all crazy. You guys to put me on today. I don't really get it. I'm not doubting what you're saying.
I vibe with the horoscope.
Like, I really don't get into that whole thing.
No, dude.
That astrology thing is real with me.
It's real with me, but I don't get deep into it. I do it enough so I can deal
I'm trying to.
And I'll deal pleasure. I deal business and pleasure. Y'all sound like...
With the astrology thing, if the star is positioned a certain way,
No, that's astronomy.
That's something different. You're going into.
But if you think it doesn't go hand in hand,
Byron, you think it doesn't go hand in hand? Yes, it does. But Byron,
exactly.
I don't get that deep into it. I ask a chick. When I used to go to clubs and shit like that, and the chick asked me why I stopped dealing with strippers. I stopped dealing with strippers because of lack of intelligence. You know what I mean? So I stopped dealing with strippers in 2013. I'm good. You know what I mean?
You fresh. You fresh.
You know what I mean? Listen, I worked in the club 30 years. Anyway, look.
Well, listen, big pimpin'.
I'm Poe Pimp Square Living, baby. You know, square control the circle. No, no pimp here, baby.
Okay.
I can never pimp the black queen. White woman yet. Listen.
Oh,
I'll tell you like this.
Once again,
oh,
wow. The news of the callers. The comments made by the phone.
Oh my goodness, man.
Listen. When I do events, when I'm doing bodyguard work and I got some free time, I'm with a basketball player, football player, doctor, lawyer, whatever, wherever we go to nice little function, dress up nice. Woman come up to me or I see a woman, I ask her three questions. What's your name? What's your birthday? What you do? And depending on
that's
the three questions.
fucking nice song.
Whatever. Put it on three questions after that. I ain't fucking with you. You know what I mean? When I do it real smooth, you know what I mean? I mess around me and Leo is a no-go. I just started, I just stopped messing with Libras. No more. You know what I'm saying? So listen.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something. The man is a hunter. You know what I mean? A natural hunter. So I know a little something. You know what I mean? What worked for me. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, you a Pisces? Oh, no, okay, all right. Like a
I hate Pisces men. Woo! Jesus. Them damn stalkers. I can't stand their asses. Ugh.
You know what I mean?
I don't know why they ain't no Pisces.
I don't
know. Them damn stalkers.
They're
a bunch. And I all.
They are stalkers.
They're a bunch of damn stalkers. I can't stand their ass.
You know what it is? Me being a Leo man. A lot of people are like this.
Ooh, you put the aggression in your voice with that. Go ahead.
I know, right? That's what I like about Leo men. Because Leo men are aggressive. Yeah, go on, K-Dog.
You're supposed to be aggressive.
You're the wrong one time for us, K-Dog. Roar.
As a man.
Listen, I don't... I don't mean it to be stereotypical, but brother, you Haitian. I don't know too many Haitian men that are not aggressive. So okay, so let's get that right.
No, because you know what happened, listen. It's out of the ancestors of Haiti. You know what it is? Because you know, with Haitian men, with us as Haitians, it's like, I don't know. It's like the pride.
You trying to take over again? You trying to start that whole revolution all over? Everywhere you go, you the revolution.
No, nah, that's all
right. Why not?
Why not? Fuck it.
Listen, I ain't mad at him.
Fuck it.
Those are my people.
Fuck it. I love Haitian people. Haitian people is shit.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen some bad Haitian chicks.
Who's ever heard about SOB? You heard about SOB?
Of course, SOB.
Everybody knows SOB.
You remember they used to have Haitian joint once a month, twice a month, or some shit like that?
Oh, they still have that over there every Friday.
Oh, my God. I used to work there. I worked there back when they had it twice a month. And I'm like, my fucking God. And it was just like the finest women. That was like these women were like, where y'all from? I'm from Haiti. Because I first met Haitian women when I was in Louisiana. You know what I mean? So you're right there. You know what I mean? So I was like, you from where? I'm thinking you Creole. I speak Creole, but I'm from Haiti. You know what I mean? I was like, my cousin be like, don't fuck with me. I'm like, shit, nigga, please, get the fuck out of here. Just because you said, nigga, I'm like, get the fuck, I'm from New York, nigga. But they are the most beautiful women.
They're beautiful women.
I was like, God damn. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, where did they grow you from?
Thanks to Rome. The next show is going to be, we're going to do a nice church show. Let's come in and be church. In between Lady T Rome and Big Red,
we're going to sing to them, let
my people go and all that other
bro,
stuff. Now,
oh my goodness, y'all going to sing Go yes, Down Moses in the Home.
So silly.
Like,
just imagine if we was on YouTube Live. Oh my God.
I'm trying. I'm working on that.
Oh man, yes.
Lord,
no, man.
We live. We got five minutes left. And I really got to hear from each one of you real quickly your last thoughts on this whole thing of situationship. So we're going to go from Rome to Red to Lady T to K-Dog. So set it off, Rome.
I'm like this, man. It is what you make it. Whatever you touch, you got to take control of and be responsible for. That's it.
Red?
Oh, situationship, like I said, as long as you happy, you know, do what you want. I mean, if the person got somebody, listen, Listen, you get your time in when you get your time in. You let them do them. You keep it, you know, just as long as you got your space going on. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes it, I think that's what makes the whole thing, you know, even if because it's a negative word, I think that's what makes it worthwhile doing, because you know what? You have your space. You're committed, but you're not committed. And it's like, it's a lot, like I said, it depends on you and the person and the type of relationship that you have with the person and, you know, how long you've known the person. And, you know, and it may not even be that. But my thing is, as long as you and the person are happy and the sex is great, listen, do you, son, do you. I'm done.
I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Get you a Virgo. Be loyal to her, treat her right, and then you won't need a situationship. Okay?
Uh-oh. That's what we were looking for, but okay.
I don't believe, sorry, and I meant to say I don't believe in labels, so I'm not doing no situationship.
You don't believe in labels, but how do you shop?
No such thing as a label.
No, I really don't.
When you go to the supermarket? How do you shop when you go to the supermarket?
I check the expiration date and make sure
it's on the label. It's on the
label. That's okay. Gluten free. I'm good. Keep it moving. And that's it.
Hey, dog.
Well, all I got to say is this is that. At the end of the day, it is what it is, but also be mindful of the other person's feelings. That's what I got to say.
Right. Okay. That's true.
So,
Brother B.
What I will say is this, right? Just live your life. Fuck the titles, the labels, all that stuff. Just live your life. Stop being concerned with what the next person is thinking about. If you and the other person have an understanding, then that's your world. Just be discreet. Because one thing that a lot of people don't do nowadays is have discretion. People want to put their shit on YouTube. They want to put their shit on Facebook, they want to put everything on Instagram.
Because they lonely.
Exactly, but the whole thing
lonely.
Is, if you find that peace within yourself, you wouldn't be looking for validation in other places.
You look for peace and you ain't got a pot to piss in. Come on, man.
Well,
you got a fucked up job, you ain't got no money. You ain't got no
fault, but whose fault is that? You know what I'm saying? True. Sometimes reality is what you make it. And if you choose to make it shitty, then keep toilet paper on you. But if you choose to make it great, then, that's your journey. Keep moving forward. A lot of people want to wallow in self-pity. Oh, I ain't got this. I ain't got that. He don't do this or she don't do that. But you know what? Once again, it's all about what you got to do at the start, middle, or the end of the day. You look in that mirror. Nobody else looking in it with you. Focus on what you have to do and your own happiness. Success is not what everybody else determines it. Is what you determine for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're successful at sewing a button on a shirt, then hey, that's your shit. Mm-hmm. And be proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop looking for the validation.
Facts.
Well, validation is going to come, it's connected to narcissism. There's healthy forms of narcissism.
Don't say that word.
Next
Tuesday going to be about church. We're going to sing. We're going to praise.
We're going to go to
the church.
He's going to dip himself in the water tonight.
Exactly.
Going again after this show, right, Brother?
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. I'm born
like
again.
Like he's a saint.
On that
right,
note,
exactly.
Born again.
Grown red. Lady T, K Dog, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, Nikki.
Isn't that a song by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie?
Absolute
oh,
truth.
Oh, Nikki.
It's been a hoot.
10:30, 11 o'clock p.m.
Been a
on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, it's been a good one. Everybody have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your week. God bless. Stay safe.
Peace. Right,
good night.
Bless him.
Peace
out.
Yes.
Peace out.
Peace.
Later, guys.
Later.
Later.
Hey, y'all.
Thank you.